Oh my Lanta, it has been a minute. But I love that you can't really tell. As most of you know, I was away in Barcelona, beautiful Barcelona, and I pre-recorded a bunch of sessions so I wouldn't miss a beat, or really that we wouldn't miss a beat while I was away. And truth be told, outside of my in-person live events, I haven't sat down here in front of my Joe Rogan setup, as I call it, my mic, to record in what feels like decades. It is so good to be back, a fresh recording from you, and I am feeling absolutely top shelf about it. A practice today to tune into, connect to the Ajna chakra. Any of you know which one that is? The third eye chakra, the center of inner wisdom, the center of intuition. They kind of sound similar. There's no coincidence there. Center of inner wisdom and intuition. It's time to be good to yourself. It's time to nourish, to find your inner voice, to find the clarity that you've been seeking. Let's do this, yeah? I'm excited. Let's begin by tending to your outer environment first. So if you need to use the bathroom, dim the lights, maybe a little roll of your favorite essential oil, some lip chap, grab all your props, your cozies, maybe just take a breath. Where do I want to practice? Do I want to be reclined? Do I want to go to the couch, set up my nest on the floor or in bed? Let your intuition nudge you, trust that inner wisdom, and eventually grab anything that you need and lay your body down. Maybe you're reclined, seated, if so, really important. Prop yourself up, same way, maybe something under the knees, definitely something under the feet, if needed. Same rules apply, laying down or seated, no digging into the surface below you, right? Or dangling up off of it. Both signposts that you need support under the body. So choose your position for this wise practice today. No rush. Maybe grab an eye mask or eye pillow, your favorite socks or sweater, a blanket to go on top of you, support under knees, under hands, under tail, under head, under heels. Your options are endless. Let your body speak to you. Lay your body down or sit your body down, really connecting to the earth below you. Legs are wide, arms to pull gently the shoulders down as you tuck shoulder blades inward towards spine. With a tucked chin and a scooped pelvis, there's length and space through the spine. Once you find that length, let the head be heavier. Unhinge, unravel through the jaw. Defurrow the brow, close the eyes, and let the eyeballs fall down and back behind loose, soft eye sockets. Eyes heavy towards brain, towards back of the head. Release any held expression on the face. Find space through throat, chest, soften the belly. De-squeeze, unclench the glutes. Let that ripple down through the whole body. Full release. And with every cue, you. We are gently reminding the body, hey, it's time to let go. It's time to quiet the noise, to release the distractions so that you can hear yourself. Release the noise, release the stress, the need to do anything so that you can listen to your own intuition, to the voice of your inner wisdom. You are sitting back, you are lying down in order to wake up. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a good one. Laying down to wake up. Is there anything else you could do, sweet one? To be even 3.8% more comfortable. A shift, a shimmy, a wiggle, find that alignment, that space, that symmetry. You got it. Now let's do a little, I was gonna say controlled, conscience, much better, conscious. Let's do some conscious breathing. Let's begin. We've done this a trillion times by taking a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. And then, as if you're blowing through a straw, start to exhale. An airy, not so noisy whistle. You got it. Again, a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through your nose. Take your time, fill up. And exhaling like you're blowing through a straw. Continue to take three-ish, maybe less, maybe more breaths like this. Not mirroring me, go at your own pace. We'll take the chance to join you. Three more deep belly breaths in through nose, straw-like airy exhales, releasing exhales through the mouth. Three more, your own pace. Conscious, not controlled. Notice the shift. And on your next inhale, breathe up from the lungs all the way up to the third eye. Land here. Fall down and back into the space of your third eye, Ajna Chakra. And be still. Notice. Are there answers that you're seeking, clarity or resolve that you're looking for? Is there anything unfelt here, undigested, unprocessed, buried deep? Are there any messengers? Be still. Simply notice and do. absolutely nothing. Perfect segue. Yoga Nidra is just that. There's nothing to do except be and listen as best you can. Relax. Know and trust that your experience may be, will be different every time you practice. You may have thoughts. You may flow in and out of hearing my voice. You may fall deep asleep. Just welcome any and all of it now. Surrender to your journey, your process, your medicine. Surrender to whatever happens today. And if you do have thoughts entering your mind, gently release them down into the earth beneath you while you rest now, following my voice. But of course, know that the option is always there to follow your breath, to flow in and out. Listen, you can't get this wrong. How's about a little Sankalpa? Let's get going here. Your Sankalpa is a positive, present tense statement like, I release what does not serve me. I am confident in myself. I am intuitive. I see clearly. I am open. I deserve clarity. I am clear. Let your Ajna chakra speak to you. And when you have your intention, repeat your Sankalpa 3 times. And as you do, imagine, feel it traveling throughout your whole body, out fingertips, all 10 toes. Yeah. Beautiful. Now it's time to take a journey into the body. As you hear each body part named, each energy center named, sense that part releasing any tension and melting into the earth beneath you, feeling more and more grounded as we go. Starting today with the feet, both feet heavy and really grounding into the earth. The toes, the heels feeling heavy, the ankles releasing into the earth. Calves heavy. Knees heavy. Thighs. The whole of the legs and both feet, all 10 toes, heavy and rooted into the earth. Now sensing the entire pelvis and sacrum area, grounding to the earth, releasing any tension in the root chakra, the area between your tailbone and pubic bone, relaxing, releasing. Now the hips, heavy, relaxing, releasing. The whole pelvis and sacrum area rooted and grounded to the earth. Moving to the lower abdomen, releasing, grounding. The upper abdomen, heart center, the whole front of the torso, the whole back of the torso, the lower back, middle back, upper back, with both shoulder blades, the length of the spine, the curve of the back of the neck, back of the head, the skull, grounding heavy to the earth, crown of the head, the entire head and face, hairline, forehead, eyebrows, eyelids, eyelashes, both eyes heavy, cheeks and cheekbones, the ears, the ear lobes, jawline, chin, mouth, lips, teeth, gums, tongue, again the lips, and the entire mouth, back to the chin, line of jaw, and down through the throat, feeling the whole face and neck releasing and grounding into the earth, from neck into and through collarbones to shoulders, upper arms, elbows, lower arms, wrist creases, palms, backs of hands, all fingers from thumbs, index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, pinky fingers, both hands, all 10 fingers together, wrist creases, lower arms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, collarbones, through the throat, neck, and face. Now the space between the eyebrows, Ajna Chakra, sensing your whole body releasing into the ground beneath you, rooted, whole body grounded and heavy, allowing yourself to be held by the earth while you rest. Now rest back even further and deeper at the space between the eyebrows. Notice any felt sensations in the body. Welcome every messenger now. Sensations in the whole body. And become aware of your breath, and just noticing the inhale and exhale, the body breathing effortlessly, consciously. After your next exhale, breathe in and up the front of your body, and then exhale down front of the body. Inhale up front of the body, then exhale down the front of the body. A few rounds, just like that. Now, on the next inhale, could you breathe in and up the back of the body and exhale out and down the back of the body? A few rounds in this way. Now inhale up the left side of the body. Exhale down left side of the body. Few left side breaths in this way. Now to the right side, inhale up, exhale down, right side body breathing, inhale up, exhale down, a few breaths here. Now breathe in and out through the whole body. The entire body breathing in and out. Whole body breathing. Now breathe naturally. Allow your body to be breathed, your own spontaneous pace, the breath soothing, calming, and reassuring the body. And just for now, begin to invite the feeling of powerlessness, your body and mind feeling powerless. Feel this. Where is it? How is it presenting itself? And now invite its opposite, the feeling of powerful, feeling brave, confident, self-assured, powerful in your body and your mind. feel this? Where is it? How is courage presenting itself? And now invite both feelings of powerless and powerful to dance together at the same time. Allow yourself to feel both powerless and powerful in the body. Let both feelings meet and intertwine together. How does this experience feel? Now let it go. And just for now, invite the feeling of confusion. Your body and mind feeling confused, murky, uncertain. Feel this. Where is it? How is confusion presenting? Now invite the feeling of clarity. Your body and mind feeling clarity, luminous. Feel this. Where is it? How do you experience crystal clear clarity? Now, put them together. Feel both confusion and clarity at the same time. Allow yourself to feel in your body both confusion and clarity. Let both feelings meet and dance together. Wash it away. Now once again, bring your attention, your awareness up, in and back to the space between eyebrows, your sixth energy center, the center of deep intuition, inner wisdom, clarity, your inner compass, inner guidance system, Ajna Chakra. And begin to see, feel purple indigo light streaming through this space between the eyebrows. As you slowly, consciously breathe in and out through this space between the eyebrows, the indigo purple light getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger. See yourself listening more and more to your intuition, your inner wisdom. Feel this. Now bring your attention to the throat and neck area, down to your fifth power center. This area represents your inner voice, speaking your truth, throat chakra, begin to see your throat and neck filling with a blue light. And each time you breathe in and out slowly, that blue light glows stronger and stronger. Each time you breathe in and out, your inner voice getting stronger and stronger. See yourself expressing your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions more and more. First to yourself, and then out into the world. Feel this. Now come back to the space between your eyebrows and be still here. Fall back here. Feel your entire body relaxed. Feel yourself free of confusion. Free of distractions, free of noise, fully listening to yourself, honoring yourself, hearing yourself more and more. Deep nourishing pause, this deep silence, deep stillness, your intention is heard, and you have an opportunity to rewire any part of you for clarity and wisdom. Repeating now, sweet one, your Sankalpa, 3 times, and feel it in your bones, in your whole body, out through toe and fingertips. 3 times. And have faith that your intention has been heard. Like a seed, it is growing. Now return to the space between the eyebrows, resting here a moment, and allow the following affirmations to wash over and through you. My words melting into yours, feeling them in your entire body and mind. I listen for my inner voice. I acknowledge my wants and my needs. I use this clarity to speak my truth to others. Now, in this deep state of relaxation, it's time to listen to your inner voice, intuition, inner wisdom. Take a deep breath in and listen to yourself now. See if there's an image, a word, a phrase, a direction, a feeling, a messenger that comes up now. Just listen. Don't force. Let it appear. Be conscious, not controlled. If it doesn't come up right away, that's okay. Nothing is still something. Take a little time now to listen for your inner voice. What is it saying? And whatever you receive, exhale it through the heart. And return to the heart. Listen for your heartbeat. Tap into its rhythm, this internal drum. Your body completely relaxed, whole, beating, alive, thriving. A sense that everything will be okay. Rising from your head out through finger and toe tips. Everything is okay. Feel this. And begin to slowly come back, externalizing your awareness. Hearing any sounds, feeling the clothing, the coverings, props touching skin, imagining the room that you're in, the walls, the ceiling, the floor, the surface below you. Notice how clear you feel in the mind. Recognizing you can take this clarity, this power into your daily life always. See yourself bringing clarity and power into your daily decisions, interaction steps, breaths. And if you're lying down, you might like to bend the knees, hug them in, rock yourself here. Maybe a wiggle of fingers and toes, big stretches. Anything that feels good and right. If that's stillness, full send. You can remain on back. Maybe curl up on your right side. Keep your eyes closed. Take your time, however you're choosing to come up and out. Just be aware of your body, your breath, your mind waking up here. Grateful for pausing today, for quieting the noise to hear and receive this medicine. Grateful for saying yes to rest, yes to listening to your inner voice, inner wisdom. Intuition. Feel this with hands at heart center. I consciously bow to you. I see you. I hear you. I'm so grateful that you're here. Feel this. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.